Hello, I am calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting a national opinion survey and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Could you help us answering us a few questions?
Sure.
Thank you. And may I know, what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for President, U.S. Senate, Congress, and other offices?
I'm going to vote, yes.
Okay, thank you. And may I know your age?
75.
Thank you very much. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
What race am I?
Yeah, what racial or ethnic group best describes you? For example, white, Caucasian, Hispanic, Latino, black or brown, or African-American?
African-American.
Thank you. And can you tell me what is your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, Congress, and other offices from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. And I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job, okay? The first one is Joe Biden as current President of the United States.
Can you partially approve?
Yes.
Partially approve.
Okay, thank you very much.
I don't agree with that border stuff.
Okay, thank you. What about Donald Trump as former President of the United States?
What about him?
And do you approve or disapprove?
Oh, disapprove. He needs to be taken out in the street and shot.
Thank you. And would you say somewhat or strongly disapprove of him?
Disapprove of who?
Okay, thank you. And what about
disapprove of who? Wait a minute. Strongly or disapprove of who?
No, strongly disapprove.
Yes. Okay. Of who? Okay. Trump.
Okay.
Of Trump. What are you saying? I ain't giving no answers because I don't know what you're asking.
Do you approve or disapprove the job of Donald Trump as former president of the United States?
Disapprove.
Okay, thank you. And what about Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman? Do you approve or disapprove?
Love her. Approve. Love her.
Thank you. And what about Sherrod Brown as senator?
Oh, loving.
Thank you. And I'm going to do the same. I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. But for this one, after I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. And if you haven't heard about this person of institution, just let me know.
Okay.
The first one is Democrat in Congress. Democrats as a whole in Congress.
I approve of them.
And would you say somewhat or very?
Somewhat or very. For what? Democrats, I approve.
Okay.
Very.
Okay, thank you very much. And what about Joe Biden?
Absolutely. Very.
Thank you.
I only got one thing I don't like.
Okay, thank you very much. What about Marcy Kaptur?
Very.
Thank you. And what about Republicans in Congress?
I don't like them, no.
Okay. Thank you very much. And what about Donald Trump? Do you have a favorable opinion or unfavorable opinion?
Unfavorable.
Thank you. And can you tell me about Derek Merrin? Do you have a favorable opinion or unfavorable?
Who is it?
Derek Merrin.
I don't know him.
Thank you. And what about First Energy? The electric company.
They crooks. Unfavorable.
Thank you very much. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Democrat.
And will you do it lean or definitely?
Okay. Will I do it what?
Will you vote lean towards Democrat or definitely you will vote Democrat?
I'll lean towards Democrat.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy, or someone else you have in mind?
Joe Biden.
And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom will you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merrin?
Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you. And is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Merrin, or will you say there is no chance you will consider voting for him?
No chance.
Thank you. And I would like to read a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Some people said that she is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and opening borders, inviting millions of illegal immigrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur? Somewhat less likely, or it doesn't make a difference for you?
It don't make a difference. I'm going to vote for her anyway.
Okay, thank you very much. And I would like to do the same thing, but this time with Republican Derek Merrin. After each of these statements, please tell me if this makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely to vote for him, or it makes no difference. This is the first statement. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Merrin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow the first responders and firefighters suffering from PTSD due to the job to get workers' compensation, Merrin even voted no to that. This statement makes you less likely to vote for him, somewhat, or makes no difference?
Less likely.
Thank you. This is the second one. In the state legislature, Derek Merrin saw extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. This makes you much less likely to vote, somewhat less likely, no difference, or make you more likely to vote for him?
Less likely.
This is the third one. In the state legislature, Derek Merrin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merrin will stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and will raise their retirement age. This makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no different, or more likely to vote for him?
Less likely.
Thank you. And after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Merrin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we fought the bill for Merrin's corruption. This makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, or more likely to vote for him?
Much less likely.
Thank you. This is the next one. as landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Merrin wrote a legislation to end mandatory relief by testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. What about with this one? Makes you much less likely? Someone less likely, no difference, or more likely to vote for him?
No difference.
Thank you. This is the last statement. And Derek Merrin wrote a bill that will define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Merrin's bill will prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison and could even find them punishable by death. Merrin's bill will also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. This makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, or more likely to vote for him?
Much less likely.
Thank you. And based on what you just heard, what is their best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merrin, or will you still vote for him?
Because he ain't for the people. He's for the rich people, and he cooks. He's not for the people. No, I will never vote for him.
Thank you very much. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask you again. If the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merrin?
Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you. And what will you say the primary reason not to vote Republican Derek Merrin?
What did you say?
What will you say is the primary reason not to vote for Derek Merrin?
He's not for the people, he's for his friends.
And this is, we are almost finished. This is just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Oh, I've had some college completed, high school.
Okay, thank you very much. And regardless on how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. And how important is politics to your personal identity? Will you say very, somewhat, not too important, or not important at all?
Very.
Thank you. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. These were all the questions that I have for you today. Thank you very much for your contribution. I really appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too.
Okay.
Thanks for asking.
Thank you very much for answering.